This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 383 for Monday, May 8th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed to start the week. Malaysian palm oil is higher, while Chicago soy oil is lower and European rapeseed is mostly lower. Crude oil is bouncing higher by more than $1 US per barrel this morning. The Canadian dollar is up by more than 4/10 of a United States cent compared to Friday's close. In Alberta, planting progress for all crops was only at 3% as of May 2nd, down from the 5-year average of 11% according to the province's latest crop report. The July canola contract is down 10 cents per ton at $735, while the November canola contract is up $1 per ton at $712. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are struggling to find direction, while wheat prices are mostly higher. Corn-growing areas of the U.S. will see copious amounts of rain this week, with the heaviest amounts in the southern plains, especially in Nebraska. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported in its National Weekly Ethanol Report that prices ranged from $2.21 to $2.46 U.S. per gallon, 6 cents lower on average than the previous week. In Friday's Commitment of Traders report from the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, managed money speculators added more than 100,000 contracts to their net short positions for corn last week, bringing it to more than 118,000 as of May 2nd. The July corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.98. In the CFTC's Commitment of Traders report, the net long position for soybeans shrank by nearly 31,000 contracts to a net long of more than 56,000 as of May 2nd. The figure represents the smallest net long position for soybeans in 18 months. Soy meal's net long position dropped by 26,000 contracts to almost 61,000, while soy oil's net short position grew by 4,500 to 24,700. The July soybean contract is unchanged at $14.36 US per bushel. Ukrainian officials are saying that Russia has effectively stopped the Black Sea Grain Initiative by refusing to register incoming vessels. Russian officials have repeated their refusal to extend the agreement over the past few weeks unless concessions are made. Spring wheat planting remains delayed for the U.S. Northern Plains and the Eastern Prairies, but warmer weather is upcoming. The CFTC's Commitment of Traders report showed that Chicago wheat's net short position grew to more than 126,000. Kansas City hard red wheat is now in a net short position of 5,400 contracts, while Minneapolis spring wheat is net short 8,200. The July Chicago wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.59. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.49. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, May 8th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.